Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Let's rock and roll, race fans. We're on the championship Sunday. I'm your host, Ralph. We're going to talk about NASCAR Sprint Cup Series cars for one more episode because we are at the championship round. We are at the final four. This is it. This is the whole shebang. This is all the marbles, whatever you want to call it. We're going to get down with the get down this week in NASCAR. But before we take a more extended preview than what we're used to, let's take a quick look back last week and see exactly how we got here by examining the paperclip. So we go back to the Xfinity 500 at Martinsville Speedway, and let's go green. Truex out front early, and Gibbs and Hamlin right behind him. Gibbs on the inside. Blaney is pretty speedy in ninth now. That's the theme on the day. Lap 33 into the stage, and Truex is starting to lap drivers. Truex needing to be aggressive today for sure for the victory. Order at this point, Truex, Hamlin, Gibbs, Briscoe, Harvick, Bell, Blaney, Larson, Priest, and Wallace. And we are getting rubber buildup at this point on the track now, which has become an obstacle for drivers out there. It's like running over bumps, but they're going so fast, you know, that makes the car feel like it's on ice, essentially. So pretty precarious situation. Hamlin out front now, lap 103. Bumping between Bowman and the 3 and the 21 and the 47 was involved initially with the 21. So we actually get a caution. Bowman goes around, too much contact between these guys. You know, during this caution, hot tires, actually, this is incredible for me to see. Somebody's still trying to pick out the NASCAR thing, right? But the caution, the hot tires are picking up the rubber off the track that we saw, you know, lay down before. So track conditions changing yet again, basically. But we go green again with 19 to go in stage one. So Hamlin's out front at this point, clearing Truex. Blaney also clears Truex with a nice move. So our order now is Hamlin, Blaney, Truex, Brad K, Briscoe, Bell, Priest. A little three wide with Harvick, Logano, and Larson. They figure it out, though. Denny stays fast to the end of the stage and takes the stage one victory. 10 playoff points for him. 8th stage win of the year. No stage points for Byron there. He brings it in, but a lot of the field stays out, basically, in terms of do we pit or do we not pit at that point. So Larson brings it in also. Now we get our restart for stage two. Hamlin, good jump again. 19 into the 12 a little bit. Blaney clears Truex eventually. So the order becomes Hamlin, Blaney, Truex, Gibbs, Briscoe, Bell, Priest, Logano, Elliott, Harvick now. Byron in contact now. Looks like it was with the 17. It was a gritty race from that perspective, guys. A lot of contact. You could see it in the broadcast, literally. Every couple of seconds. At this moment, it's Hamlin and Blaney above the cut line with Truex, Reddick, Byron, Buescher below it. Lap 65 in the stage. Blaney able to pass Hamlin on the outside. With Blaney in the lead, Hamlin is only above the cut by 2 points at this point. Byron so far behind, but so close in points. Now, the 12 gets contact with the 45. Looked like he was loose. And it kind of maybe seemed intentional, and this is into turns 3 and the 12, front left locked up. So it actually turns out to not be, you know, intentional contact. It's accidental. That is what the problem is for the 12. We see that front left lockup. So we get a caution because while this is going on, Ryan Newman goes around. So Reddick will get the free pass here, much needed for him. It was a struggling day for Reddick, to say the least. Hamlin and Truex gaining spots off pit road, though, would be the theme at this point in the race. Blaney will fall back a couple of spots here. So Truex gets busted for speeding off of pit road. He'll have to serve that penalty, though. So that negates his little quick gain off speed off pit road there. So we will go green again with now Hamlin and Blaney on the front row. So we go Hamlin outside. He clears Blaney. A little contact. A little more contact, and now the 12 outside. He'll inch ahead. Blaney building a lead now. 13 to go in stage two. Blaney takes the stage, and Hamlin grabs second. 10, and 9 more playoff points, respectively, for those guys. 9 or 10 guys on the old tires. They're on old tires up front now, the leaders of this race. So we get ready for the final stage. Blaney and Hamlin up front. Hamlin trying to slide in behind the 12, and we get contact. So the order is Blaney, Hamlin, Gibbs, Logano. That was a big contact, too, with him trying to slide in there. Definitely shored up a lot of the progress that 12 was making. But Blaney up front means Hamlin is out, so the pressure's on. Caution through 3 and 4. It's Gibbs now. He spins. We got some parked cars down there, 99. Harrison Burton's going to take the free pass here. Larson Pitts here. Truex among those that stay out, looking for an edge. And the 6 at this point is out of the race. Brad Keselowski, he comes down pit road. They're on fire, basically. They got some damage from earlier incident in the race. So succumb to it finally at this point on pit row. And 190 to go now. So we restart. Blaney gets another good restart. Wallace in the mix here now, though. So it's Blaney, Wallace, Hamlin, Cindric, Logano, Almirola, Bell, Reddick, and Priest. And McDowell spins around. So we'll see another caution. 34 and the 43 with the contact. That's Eric. And so all the leaders come the pit road. Almirola, Larson, and Briscoe are among big gainers off pit road during this time. The 3, the 48, the 51, and the 77 all get busted for speeding on this pit. So we're ready for our restart now. And as we restart, we now have Elliott and Corey LaJoie up front for the green. Elliott loose up front. We can see the car waggling. Contact between Almirola and the 43 also. 3 wide back in the pack. Order now is Elliott, LaJoie, Almirola, Jones, Larson, Buescher, Briscoe, and Gilliland. Chastain giving McDowell some help getting out of the way, as it were, moving him a little bit. McDowell takes exception to that. There was some tough driving today, some tough races. A lot of guys battling out there, tensions flaring. Playoff drivers and non-playoff drivers alike. Almirola and LaJoie swap spots, and now we have 116 to go. Elliott still leads, 95 to go. Blaney wants to maintain now. Not as aggressive since they are plus 16 at this point in the race. A little bit more urgency for all the other drivers not above the cut line. Almirola in the lead now. Elliott is second, 75 to go at this point. Hamlin battling, trying to slide past Larson. He does it for 6th. 57 to go. Hamlin is going to need to win the race, guys. Blaney is now plus 19. Byron hanging on at plus 5. Hamlin is minus 4 right now. Truex, Reddick, and Buescher all well below the cut line, minus 128, 33, and 55, respectively. So much bumping still going on at this point in the race. Reddick continuing to have a time with Burton, trying to do everything to pass him. It's 40 to go. Almirola working on lapping Reddick. Denny in urgent mode. Blaney is about 4 seconds ahead of him. It is the witching hour for Blaney at this point, for Denny at this point. Blaney is stalking. He takes the lead from Almirola with 22 to go now. Byron running 16th. Hamlin is running 3rd. Hamlin needs to win or have Byron drop back more, but at this point, the window is closing for both of those options. Byron staying steady. They won't act out of turn here because steady wins the race in this instance. Incredibly green flag. Incredible green flag run is what I meant to say, is what I wrote at this point in the race, because we were well over north of 150 laps green. So we keep going. Jones and Elliott will go down pit road and cycle through, but that helps Blaney even more so. Couple more points separate him from Hamlin now. He gets the plus 8 lead. Byron can even go a lap down and still be okay. Hamlin just needs to win at this point. Blaney laps Byron, 13 to go. Orders now Blaney, Almirola, Hamlin, Logano, Briscoe, Larson, Bell, Buescher now, 6 to go. Hamlin about 5 seconds behind Blaney, and we are on our final lap. Blaney takes it, wins his way into the final four here at Martinsville. He's on an incredible run to end his year. Blaney takes the win on his home track also, so it got to be super exciting. You know, here's a guy that had the his year worst average finish since 2018. Here is a guy who picked up his fewest top five since he's began racing in the Sprint Cup Series. Everything seemed to point to not good for Ryan Blaney, but they flipped all that with a strong showing and a victory at Talladega, and that actually propelled him into the round of 8. He's got 2 wins in the last 5 races. Blaney might as well be in fuego at this point, ladies and gentlemen. That carries us and segues us into where we are now, championship weekend at Phoenix. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is for all the marbles, for what we've been racing for all year. So we've got Larson, Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Christopher Bell. Kyle Larson, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Christopher Bell is our championship four drivers heading into Sunday. Super excited for this. It's been a long culmination of a year. How did we do on DFS last week? We did fine, actually. Guys, I ended up playing a multiplier race. Use the lineups we talked about and played a multiplier race where it's like top five wins so much money. I don't traditionally like those type of contests for baseball or football, but we may be on to something for NASCAR. So I will try more of that this weekend. But we were able to bring back, you know, a nice return on investment on a day where, you know, quite frankly, football didn't do it. So that was nice to see from that perspective. We do want to keep up the momentum heading into Sunday's race too. So we'll have picks at the end. But we'll be in Avondale, Arizona. This is a 1 mile track, Cup Series purse for this race. It's the big one, y'all. So we're looking at just over 11 mil. Race distance, 312 laps. We're going to go 312 miles. Stage breaks at 60 and 185. Race concluding at 312. Defending winner, Joey Logano, fall of 2022. And as you know, he went on to win the Sprint Cup Series Championship. His teammate, Ryan Blaney, hoping to do the same this year. Tire setup. Let's talk about that. It's going to be a little different from the Phoenix Spring Race. This will be the same setup that NASCAR actually used at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in July. Reason being, NASCAR wants to induce more lap time fall off here at Arizona. So they want to try to make it a little more competitive in terms of, you know, switching up that tire use. Teams will have three sets of tires for practice, one set for qualifying, and then an additional eight sets for the Sunday race. Phoenix has basically been around since the 60s, but it's undergone two reconfigurations just to kind of give you the, you know, short of the long. First one, 2011, they introduced this widened dog leg and added progressive banking in turns three and four. The second configuration moved from the flat straightaway off turn two to just before the dog leg, and that was done in 2018. Okay, some things to consider for Sunday. Six different drivers have won the last six Phoenix races. The stage one winner went on to win the last two Phoenix races. Toyota's only won once in the last seven races. That one is big to me because I would like to put my eggs in the Bell basket this weekend, but certainly manufacturer dominance is going to play a role in the results. We know this. Hendrick Motorsports, on the other hand, has won three of the last six Phoenix races. So, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell. This is the youngest championship four in Cup Series history. Only past series champion is Larson, so he very well could have a first-time champ. Larson and Bell, both in their second Final Four appearance. Bell just here last year. He's been hot. He came in this year hot. We talked about him from episode one as being a favorite to win it all, and here he is poised to try to win it all. Average finishes at the 1 mile oval, pretty close between all these guys. Check this out. Larson, average finish, 11.72. Byron, 11.91. Blaney, 11.93. Now, you do get Bell a little further off at 14.4, but that's pretty much, you know, nut to butt, basically. Larson has eight finishes of ninth or better in the last nine Phoenix races, and he has the win at the season finale. So he's got 33-20 odds. Larson is looking pretty good right now, but don't forget about his teammate, William Byron. He won the Phoenix Spring Race from earlier in the year. He's also got a hot streak right now in the desert with two straight finishes of sixth or better, five top tens in the last seven races here. As far as the postseason goes, nobody has a better average than William Byron. He's finished 6.3 as an average in nine races, or his five top fives and seven top tens. Nobody's better than that. So this is a guy that you got to be looking at as a favorite, obviously, like most of the industry is for a Sunday. He's got 16-5 odds. Blaney enters Phoenix with 321 laps led in the last five or six races there. So he knows how to be fast at Phoenix, as practice has proven. Odds 11-4. Bell's career starts at Phoenix. He's got four top tens in the last five races, and he's got a career best finish of sixth just earlier this year in the spring break, or in the spring race. And so he could continue to build momentum here. However, it must be mentioned that he's never led a lap here, though, at least on the Cup Series level. So uphill battle, but it can still be done. Now, I also want to call attention to some of the other drivers who are lurking out there, who are not in Cup Series contention, but we're going to use some of these folks on Sunday for DraftKings. Look, Harvick's set to ride off into the sunset. And the one thing I want you guys to remember is he runs well here at Phoenix. I mean, if you think about it, that we had the late race caution in the spring race. That was something that maybe that didn't happen, he might have, you know, been in a better position to actually, you know, win that race. He was very high up in the seating there. He has a streak of finishing ninth or better in 20 consecutive Phoenix races. He has a 15-1 odd. So, you know, his last race, you think go out with the last hurrah, you could do worse than play Harvick this weekend. And I also want to call out Chase Briscoe with his 50-1 odds. 48 points earned last season is the only other time a non-championship eligible driver has tallied more than 40 points in the championship race at Phoenix. So he's coming off a top five finish at Martinsville too. Chase Briscoe very well is somebody that I will be considering heavily in my lineups on Sunday for sure, especially when I think about the discount I'll be getting. Okay. Now we talk about some people I want to point out. Let's talk about practice, which went on tonight, Friday. Early edge seems to be the Ryan Blaney of the championship four. He laid down the fastest single lap of that group at 130.425 miles per hour circuit around the 1 mile oval. And he showed some long run speed. He was quickest in 15 and 20 consecutive lap average. Bell just behind him. He was fourth overall in practice with a 130.378 mile per hour single lap time. And he showed that he's got pretty good short run speed. He landed the fastest 5 and 10 consecutive lap average. Hendrick Motorsports teammates behind them, Byron and Larson, they were a little slower. Byron landed sixth on the board, 130.011 miles per hour. Larson was the only championship four driver outside the top 10, 129 miles per hour, 0.847 to be exact, around the track. But Byron posted top five average times in 5, 10, 15, and 20 consecutive laps. Larson was the only 10th in 10 consecutive lap average and outside the top 10s in the 15 consecutive lap chart, but posted 8th best in the 20th consecutive lap chart. So he's got long speed. But he's got some work to do, I think a little work before they're ready. As far as the non-title contenders go, Bubba Wallace, 130.676 miles per hour. Ross Chastain, 130.378 miles per hour. Joey Logano fast, Tyler Reddick, Gibbs, and Brad Keselowski. Also, that rounds out the top 10. These are guys we want to consider. You certainly need to watch qualifying to get a real sense of, you know, who's up front on Sunday and who has the advantage. But at this point, I do want to hedge my bets with some Chase Briscoe because that's a salary saver. And we can look to some of these other guys too, like Harvick. But you had to have, you know, some, I guess, access to all of these drivers. My recommendation would be to do four lineups, one with each driver. Now, I'm not saying you can't do a Hendrick lineup where you have them both, but, you know, the pricing is going to make it so that it's just more beneficial for you if you don't do that. So I would like to see us lean into that a little bit. But as usual, it's going to be play it how you want to. These are just suggestions. That's the way we play it here at Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. It's not about telling you guys what to do. And as you've seen, I'm not winning consistently week over week over week, but we are on to something here. So I'm going to play four lineups, and I'm actually going to do something different than what I do every week. So I'm just going to play one championship contender in each of those lineups. And I'll just get the best drivers I can around them outside of that. We'll see how that one works out for me. But really excited to watch the race. I hope this is informative for you guys, help you guys if you're making picks and bets and things like that. And either way, you know what the program is. Enjoy it on Sunday. We'll come back here next week. We'll talk about, well, actually, guys, this is it. This is it. We won't come back here next week and talk about it. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll do a little just sign off. All right, so we will. We'll do one more, just a quick little result of what we saw. And that'll be it. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.